This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Amber Wadola. Last name V for Victor O, D for David O, L for Larry O. First name Amber, A for Apple, M for Mary, B for Boy, E for Europe, R. Date January 30, 2024, period new paragraph. She's a 46-year-old female patient who comes with a history of symptom of chest pressure, coma, shortness of breath, and palpitation, period. New paragraph. She says for last 2 months, she notices upper retrosternal chest pressure, which sometimes radiates to the left upper precordium and also to the shoulder sometime, plus to the back. The symptom can happen either at activity or at rest. When she's busy, she may not notice the symptom, but when she's resting, she notices the symptom more frequently, period. The symptom may last for a few minutes, but not more than half an hour, and maximum, occasionally, it has lasted for 2 hour, period. She frequently notices in the evening after coming home from the work and when she's relaxed and doing regular house activity, period. Symptom of chest pressure is mild in nature and sometimes is accompanied by shortness of breath, but no other accompanying features, period. On an average, she experiences the symptom once per day, or sometimes it may be like two times or three times a day, and symptom has been more noticeable in last 1 month, period. When she has this chest pressure, she would try to relax, take few deep breaths, and sometimes she has noticed that when she gets up and moves around, she feels better, period. History of shortness of breath on walking about half a mile on a regular pace, P for Peter, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe. And particularly if it is uphill, she gets a shorter breath more quickly, period. History of lightheadedness occasionally, for example, once a month, and it happens when she's sitting and doing some work, period. History of palpitation, which she experiences generally when she's resting, period. It may be happening when she's working and busy, but she does not notice it at that time. And when she has a palpitation, she looks at her watch, W-A-T for Tom, C for Charlie, H for House, and she has noticed heart rate in the range of about 110 beats per minute, period. She also reports ankle swelling at times, period. About 2 weeks ago, she was seen in urgent care for urinary tract infection, and she was told at that time that her blood pressure was high at 148 over 90 millimeters of mercury, period. No history of any upper respiratory tract infection, coma, bleeding tendency, or GI problem. G, capital period, I for India, capital period, problem, period, new paragraph. Past history, history of hypertension detected first time September 2023, period. History of kidney stones at the age of 20, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, she says that morphine causes significant adverse effects, but C-things seem may not be allergic to morphine, period. New paragraph. Social history. C does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, and C does not smoke, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history. C is noticing recently that her menstrual periods are irregular, and C thinks she may be going through menopause, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father is alive at the age of 81, and he had a bypass surgery about 8 years ago, and prior to that, he is known to have coronary artery disease, period. Mother is alive at the age of 76 years, and she has a high blood pressure, period. New paragraph, personal history. She is 5 feet tall, period. Her weight is 192 pound, period. She has gained about 25 pound weight in last 2 years, period. She, her work involves 75% of the time desk work and 25% of the time moving around, period. She works in a 12-hour shift, and she says recently she's been under more stress, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Oman sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right dorsal speed is 2 by 4, left dorsal speed is 1 by 4, period. Both posterior tibial 2 by 4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure in right superior extremity 154 over 90 millimeters of mercury, period. Blood pressure in left superior extremity 158 over 90 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic click in the left lower parasternal area, period. No S3, period. No S4, and no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG is normal sinus rhythm and it is within normal limit, period. New paragraph. Analysis, patient has a symptom of chest pressure and shortness of breath, though some features are atypical. The plan is to request patient to do coronary calcium score, and depending on the finding, further management will be planned, period. Also, in view of our shortness of breath on mild activity, plan is to do the echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy and any valvular abnormality. Valvular, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, U, L for Larry, A for Apple, R, abnormality, period. She was advised low salt, low cholesterol, weight-reducing diet, which she said that she has also already started doing the above diet and trying to lose the weight, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, symptom of chest pressure. Next line number two, progressive shortness of breath, period. Next line number three, hypertension not controlled. Next line number four, moderate degree of obesity. Next line number five, history of urinary tract infection about 2 weeks ago, period. Number six, history of renal stones around the age of 20, period. New paragraph. For control of blood pressure, patient was prescribed hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram PO once a day, and nebivolol. Nebivolol, N for Nancy, E for Europe, B for boy, I for India, V for Victor, O, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, 5 milligram PO once a day, period. She was advised to monitor her blood pressure at home and return to the clinic in about 3 weeks regarding follow-up with her blood pressure instrument and blood pressure records from the home, period. New period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.